The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. From hot dogs to cool kitties, this is Dark Side of the Pooch.
There he is, Dr. Ed Stuart Rossbridge, Animal Hospital, Dark Side of the Pooch, brought to you by Sasquatch Toys and Comics, Citation Lane in Homewood. Check out Seth, his entire crew, over 300,000 comics, every toy you can think of, the 60s, 70s, and 80s, cards, all kinds of great stuff. Check out Sasquatch Toys and Comics for any particular event. What's up, brother? I know you've been off. You just showed me the stack of mail that you've got since you've been off for a week. You should see my desk, and I haven't been. That's nothing, brother. I get that in a day, and I haven't even been out of town. But of course, I just push mine aside. You know what happens is about once a month, when I start getting things like your bills like 65 days late or something like that, you know, or they're going to shut my gas off or something like that. When I start seeing Alabama Power or Birmingham Water Works drive around my neighborhood, I go, ooh, that's right. I got to pay that bill. And then normally what I'll do is I'll go through my stack of mails and I just get rid of duplicates. like I'll have three or four of the same thing. I just get rid of three or four of them. Then I have a stack of like that. And then I stop. And then I just wait for other duplicates to come in. That's how I usually pay my bills. But as you can see, the power bill is on. I'm drinking an ice cold water, which means my refrigerator is working. So I'm good to go. How you been, brother? Did you off last week? Get a little vacation, did you?
Yeah. We take the same trip every year for the past 13 years with my wife's family for that week. So we are well energized and we have caught many fish.
Good.
And
where'd you go?
We have seen many sunsets. We go to the very northern part of Michigan below the Upper Peninsula.
And was it hot up there? It was hot up there, wasn't it?
I mean, it gets in the mid 80s.
Yeah.
But this year, some years are cold. Some years you need to wear a sweatshirt like during the day.
Yeah.
This was not one of those years.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad you had a great time and welcome back. Rossbridge Animal Hospital, rossbridgevet.com.net.gov. whatever you want to put the dot on there. You can find that thing. And of course, the number is 2080301. Can dogs get sunburn?
Yeah. On their hair, on the hairless portions of their body.
Okay.
And like, dogs that have light colored fur, you know, light colored skin, you know, just kind of like us, they're more prone to it and they can get cancer related to sun exposure.
Really?
But the areas that are susceptible are mainly on their bellies, but also on their noses.
Okay. If they don't, if you got a dog that's fully furred, he can't get sunburned. The sun can't get through his hair.
Yeah. They're not getting sunburned in areas that they have hair. But so for dogs that like to lay outside on their back, they are prone to getting sunburned and getting skin cancer.
The next question is, do I put SPF on my dog's privates?
I wouldn't unless you want to end up on one of those stories that we occasionally have from the Daily Mail.
Yeah. So how do you keep your dog from getting sunburned? And what happens if they get sunburned? How do they react to it? Is it just like ours? Is it burned? Is it itch? Does it flake off? What happens?
I mean, you can put sunscreen on them. I just wouldn't if it were my dog. But you could use SPF 30 on them. It's not going to hurt them.
Yeah.
But they don't typically get sunburned, but over time, if they have a lot of sun exposure, they will start to develop certain like characteristic, kind of circular red areas. They're a little bit raised, mm-hmm. almost like purplish areas. And, that can be cancer related to sun exposure.
Is dog's hair like human's hair? And what I mean by that is, like, I've noticed now that Rainer's starting to get some tips. He's starting to get a little white tips on his back where he's never had any white hair. He's always got a white splotch right between his shoulder blades. He's got one on top of his head. But I've noticed a couple of little white spots that look like maybe almost like aging spots. Do they age like that?
They normally get gray hair around their eyes and face, but they can get gray hair all over their body. But mainly it's focused on, around the head.
Yeah. So you can usually, I can usually tell that by just, by looking, they just look a little older.
Yeah. They just get gray. My dog, it happens really slowly, but my dog's entire face is gray now, basically.
Speaking of hair too, and I wanted to ask you this question because I saw a picture of this pink dog the other day. Someone just had it colored, I'm assuming with some type of dog paint that's okay to put on dogs. This dog was pink. I mean, all the way down to its eyeballs. It was, they did not miss a thing on this dog. It was amazing. And I'm assuming that they're using some type of paint that you can paint dogs with. First of all, does that exist? I'm assuming there's some type of dog paint, because I've seen painted dogs before. They're not gonna make their dog sick by doing that. And second of all, is it okay to do that to your dog continuously? Because I see every time I got a neighbor across the street, every time I see the dog, it's a different color.
It's just as far as I know, it's just hair dye. We had a groomer here that did it occasionally. The one we have here now doesn't do that. But I think that it's fine to do, you know. It's not gonna hurt the dog over time. So if you want your dog to, you know, look like cotton candy or whatever, you know, go for it.
There you go. As long as the dog doesn't mind, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't mind.
What's been going on in your house? What's been happening? I know you were out. Something, it seems, if you're like me, whenever you take a few days off, you always come back and something weird happened. You're like, and it's like it waits for you to leave town before it actually rears its ugly head, whatever it is. Did anything strange happen while you were gone?
So as far as like medical stuff, I don't even ask. Like, you know, I don't check emails. I don't look at the schedule. Because I mean, something will be on there or something will be in there that is just going to ruin my day, you know, just will. Like, you know, when you run a business like this, mm-hmm. some days are perfect and some days are not. So like, for example, we had, our policy is supposed to be that when we have boarders come in, nothing is left with them. Okay, we have everything here that we need. We have bowls.
Blankets. Yeah, you don't do blankets. Yeah,
we have bowls. Yeah. We have bedding. We have food. Now,
why is that? Why? I know the reason. But why don't you want? Because I assume someone was like, "Oh, it's your favorite little blanket or favorite little chew. You want to bring it in? Don't. Why is that?"
So I'm getting there here because that's going to be the moral of my story.
Great.
So anyway, we had a dog come in and the owner left its bowls and why our, you know, I don't know why, because we have bowls here. Mm-hmm. And then somehow the bowls went home. The only explanation we can think of is the bowls went home with someone else.
Yeah.
But we don't know who those bowls went home with.
Sure.
It's going to be next to impossible to figure out who those bowls went home with.
Mm-hmm. Unless the pet's name's on them or something like that. Yeah.
Right. And so now, you know, I need to navigate that because I own the business.
Dude wants his balls back.
Yeah. They want their balls back. But the problem is I don't know where they went. So the best we can do is say, hey, look, tell us how much the balls cost and we'll buy you new ones. And that's what we're trying. You know, that's our goal. Like, you know, we messed up, you know, it's not anyone's fault, but ours, but you know, those are kind of the things that you deal with when you own a business.
When you were boarding, someone took the dog and didn't go on to say, by the way, we're not taking those bowls. We don't take bowls. We don't, they took them. So by taking them, they're assuming that they're going to be used and that they need to be returned. I see. I've lost a lot of leashes that way, but that's why you don't ever take a good leash into a groomer. Because if you take a good leash into a groomer, they're going to keep it. I mean, it's not that they want to. It's just they forget, and next thing you know, you're walking out with a piece of rope.
Yeah. So, like, you know, we have the way that we communicate. We have a messaging system that we all use, and so I, you know, doing my best to avoid any work related issues. You know, you can't avoid it all. You just can't.
No.
And but you know, I used to work with a guy. I used to work for a guy, and he said he would always tell me. When something less than ideal happens, he would say, show me a business with no problems and I'll show you a problem with business.
There you go.
And you know, it's true.
So, what's the, this is fun. What is the biggest argument you've ever had with a customer? And what was it over?
All right. So I've had some memorable ones.
Because I know you, and I know you're a customer first guy, and I know you're a Christian guy, and I know you'll do everything you can. You're non-confrontational. You will run away from the flame. So but I know you will stand up for yourself too. So go.
I will. So I've recently I had a I had one that was that would just blow the doors off of you. So we had a I don't think I've talked about this on the air. So we do grooming here, mm-hmm. and we have a groomer that does a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. She is very sweet. She's a young girl, very kind, does a great job. And we had some people come in that needed their dog to be groomed, but the mm-hmm. dog hadn't been groomed. And I mean, it had to have been at least 8 months and maybe longer.
Yeah,
and it was a doodle.
Yeah.
His entire coat was matted.
Mm-hmm.
So when a dog is matted, it has to be totally shaved down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's like one giant dreadlock. You can't do anything with that.
Yeah.
It also had an ear infection down in the ears.
Okay.
And it had been shaking its head so much because of the ear infection that it had caused the skin on the tips of the ears to be damaged and open up and bleed.
Wow.
Well, the hair on the ears was so matted that the hair was acting as a Band-Aid.
Okay.
You know, the skin would break open, that it would bleed, but the hair was there, and so it would trap it.
Mm-hmm.
So the dog comes in, and our groomer explains to them, like, look, the dog is going to have to be totally shaved down. And I also think that it has an ear infection. And I'm worried about these problems happening when the dog is groomed.
Yeah.
So I look at the dog and then I call the owner. And I say, hey, look, I think your dog has an ear infection. And here's what we need to do. Well, they declined any form of treatment. They said, don't mess with it. They said, don't try to do anything with my dog. Don't check its skin. Don't check its ears. Don't do anything.
Okay.
And so our groomer shaves the dog.
So you shave the dog anyway?
No. They consented to the groom.
Yeah. Okay.
They did not consent to me diagnosing any ear problem or skin problem.
Yeah. Okay.
So the dog goes home and the owner posts on our Rossbridge News and Information Facebook page. I mean, just like tons of just basically false information.
Yeah.
And, you know, then I'm having to go back and forth with them in a public forum to defend myself.
Sure.
And so at the, you know, they just keep saying that you didn't have to shave my dog. My dog wasn't a total mat. And you sent my dog home and its skin was very irritated and it was bleeding from its ears. And I said, yeah, well, we told you all that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And you said, you don't want us to treat it. So then finally I posted a picture of the dog's entire mat that came off. Like it was a pelt.
Yeah.
It was in like,
oh, this is good. Could, yeah.
It looked like a sweater. Like, you know, when you shave a dog, when you shave hair, it should look like our hair. It should be in individual hairs on the floor, or maybe at the most, just like little like tumbleweeds.
Mm-hmm.
When this dog was shaved, its entire
looked like a sheep
came off in one piece.
So
in one piece. And so finally, when they were like, you know, when they just would not shut up about it, I said, okay, here's what I'm going to post this. Here it is.
There you go. Good.
There you go.
There you go. And I'm sure that, well, see, anyone that knows you and knows you've been in business and how much you love what you do. And everyone there at Rossbridge knows you. So whoever that person was, they're messing with the wrong dude.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just stuff like that you have to deal with, because we do our absolute best to let people know what the outcomes are. What are the possible outcomes? What are the possible treatments? Like what are things?
Well, what does that say? You know, you're not asking me, but I would say, and maybe you will do this next time. The next time someone comes in and you feel like you're going to probably have an issue with that, that's probably where you probably say, yeah, let's take it to another groomer. I mean, it's not worth it for you to deal, but you know what I'm saying? Because if they're not willing to take care of their dog's ear problem, that seems like they got their priorities back assward.
Oh, they do. But see, I guess that's where, to a fault, we just try to help people.
Sure. Yeah.
You know?
I can certainly understand that. And that's why you do what you do.
So sometimes, you know, as a business owner, that's just kind of the stuff that you have to deal with occasionally. And, you know, on top of that, like, you know, sometimes people don't understand that, you know, pets get sick, and sometimes they get sick and you can't fix them. They're just like people. Like sometimes people get sick, you can't fix them. You know, you get to be a 16, 17 year old dog and you've got 16, 17 year old kidneys and livers and hearts and brains. And, you know, and sometimes people's expectations are, you know, not where they should be. And then, you know, we do the best we can to explain to them, you know, but those are hard conversations.
Yeah. And I'll speak to this because I went through this conversation. If you listen to any of our past shows, you know, I went through something like this several months ago with Frisco, my Havanese. And the best way I could tell you is when a human being is sick, the human being can say, this is how I'm feeling. This is what hurts. And this is what I need you to look at. And so you can right away say, okay, if I've got a giant cut on my head, I don't have a broken knee. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, we don't need to worry about that. We see it. We know what happened. We know you fell and you breathe. This is not a pulled Achilles. This is something. But when you're talking about a dog, they can't speak. There's a numerous amount of things depending on how your dog, if your dog is just plain getting sick and you can't figure out whether it's eating something or taking something in or digested or whatever it is, there's a multitude of different things it can be. And so the only way to do that is to test this thing, to start marking them off as you go until you the point where you pin it down and then hopefully, you know, you got yourself your problem, you know how to treat it. In most cases, I know you knock it out too. So,
so the thing, something that is the ultimate challenge is, a lot of times dogs get so sick because they can't, you know, look up and tell you, I'm not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
They just go through the motions for 2 and 3, 4 weeks, maybe 2 months, 3 months. And then, you know, finally the dog or cat gets sick enough where there's something that the owner notices.
Yeah.
But then it might be too late, you know, and that's a hard conversation to have with people because they feel guilty. But in most cases, they shouldn't feel guilty. Like that's the nature and problem of having an animal.
Yeah. And like a lot of times when our kids get sick, what do? We usually wait 2 or 3 days. They have to get out of school for 2 days before we'll take them into the doc because we hope it's a viral thing and it just kind of clears itself up. And a lot of times it does. And if they're out longer than that, then you go to a doc. So we certainly understand that. Great stuff, my man. By the way, have I talked to you since the Def Leppard concert?
No.
Oh, man.
You told me what was going to happen, but I haven't talked to you since.
Went to the show, front and center, row P, 5 and 6, took my son. It was the hottest concert I've ever been to. It was excruciatingly hot. Dave Matthews Band, it was the night before. And I cannot believe how good Def Leppard was. It was like they kind of like put away all the synthesizer stuff and it was just raw. In your face, Vivian Campbell was back. The guitars were fantastic. Joe Elliott sounded fantastic. It was amazing how good they sounded. They put on a show for about 1 hour and 40 minutes. Pour Some Sugar on Me. Hysteria was their encore. It was fantastic. It was my boys' first classic rock concert. It was sold out. It was fantastic. Kudos to everyone who went and stood up, and it was fun. But all I could think about, and of course, Joe was like, hey, this is a brand new venue. We're the only second group to come out here and blah, 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 and something you have to be really proud of. And he said, we will definitely be back at this venue. This has been a great venue. So evidently behind, I know you guys, you know, people that are in the Live Nation world and stuff like that, they do everything they can to make sure the green rooms and the backstage areas are super cool because they want bands to be comfortable where they're coming. And no one loves going into a shitty stadium with bad clubhouses and locker rooms, you know? And so they evidently really did it up back and backstage. It must look beautiful. But all I could think about were the two shows with Fish coming up. So I know you're looking forward to that and I'm looking forward to going with you. So we will have a great time. It's a great venue. It's hard to screw up. It's hard to screw up an amphitheater.
Yeah,
it's outside. You have a stage and you have seats. I mean, and you know, you will hope that you get as. But for 9,300 seats, not a bad seat in the house.
There's
a really cool bar area that if you're one of the higher ups and you got season tickets and stuff, it's called the Vinyl Lounge. You can go in, which is kind of cool. There are smart waters. This bottle of Aquafina right is $6. Smart water's $9. I didn't buy this there, by the way. This was 50 cents down at the gas station. So yeah, you're going to drop some cash if you're dumb enough to want to eat at a concert. I told my boy said, can I get something to eat? And I said, no one eats at a concert. What are you doing? He's like, they don't. I said, no, people don't eat at concerts, at ball games and stuff they do, but not at concerts. You don't eat. And then you start headbanging for the next 2 or 3 hours after you down a couple hot dogs. But I bought
them. Yeah. You're going to weigh yourself down,
but we had a great time and you'll love the venue. I know you've seen a million venues, but you will thoroughly enjoy it.
Does Def Leppard have all original members still?
Yeah. Well, you know, the guitarist who passed away, suicide, that was what, 30 years ago, 35 years ago. And then Rick Allen, of course, was in the car wreck and lost his arm.
Is Rick Allen still the drummer?
Oh yeah. Yeah. He didn't miss a beat. Literally.
Literally.
He comes in, he plays, he's missing his left arm. He plays with his left foot, not with the drumstick in his toes, but he uses his foot as a pedal for his drum set.
Yeah.
So he plays the drums with his foot, and I get like a couple songs into it, and I get this tap on the shoulder, this guy next to me, and I'm like, yeah, what's going on? And it's Chris Fryer, the drummer for the Zac Brown Band.
Oh, cool.
He's like, hey, you remember me? And I was like, yeah, what's going on? And he lives in Alabama, and he's like, man, he goes, I used to come up to your studio all the time. So I sat there and talked to him during the show. So it was super cool to sit next to an award-winning drummer while I was watching another drummer with one foot. It was an amazing night. It was great. It was super cool. But I'm gonna really enjoy the show. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, it is. Got it. It will be.
Tell people how to get in touch with you, my friend.
Call us 208-0301. You can email us rossbridgeanimalhospital@gmail.com, or you can message us on Facebook.
Don't bring those matted dogs in. Don't be messing with my man over there.
Hey, bring them in. We'll take care of them, but just understand.
You shave it down, dude.
This is what happens.
You'll look like a little piggy. Shave it down. Brought to you by Sasquatch Toys and Comics, Seth Cosby. Crosby and his guys, they do wonderful work. They, of course, were part of Ed's Pet World. He got rid of that joint. Now he's sending all of his attention into this toy store, and it's unbelievable. Buy, sell, or trade. You got stuff in the attic. You still got stuff in the box. They're paying out big bucks for that. Over 300,000 different comics and more. If you're looking for a lost toy, make sure you check out the wonderful Sasquatch Toys and Comics. Thank you, my friend. We'll catch up next week.
See you, bud.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.